February. What's happening in the natural world around Boulder? Here's Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of the Boulder County Nature Almanac.
We're at a small pond just east of the Presbyterian Church at Valmont and 61st. For the past couple of weeks, this has been a favorite gathering spot for dozens of Canada geese, about a dozen hooded mergansers, a variety of ducks, a great blue heron, and a rare trumpeter swan. Both trumpeter and tundra swans sometimes overwinter on unfrozen lakes and ponds in Boulder County. 5-foot-high trumpeter and tundra swans look so much alike that birders engage in lots of looking and animated discussion before deciding just which one they are admiring. The trumpeter is somewhat larger with a longer neck, though size is very hard to judge. It has a long straight bill, giving it more of a Roman nose profile than tundra swans. Ornithologist David Sibley describes the trumpeter's voice as like the honking of a European taxi.
The largest numbers of wintering trumpeter swans in North America are in Yellowstone National Park, where they use the thermal pools to keep warm. So this is pretty unusual to have all this open water in front of us and to see this trumpeter swan here right in the beginning of February. This is all, of course, because we're having a very mild winter this year in Boulder. It's kind of interesting that the big swans and the big geese, because they have a lot of body heat, can actually break through thin ice and keep a lake ice-free using their body heat throughout much of the winter. So often the earliest migrants, when the lakes are just starting to melt out, are going to be these large-bodied geese and swans. And then as you get later into the spring, into March, we get the diving ducks that come up from the south. These are ducks like ring-necked ducks, redheads, golden eyes, and buffleheads, which we're seeing here now. And they like to hang out in rafts, they call them, big numbers of ducks. They also use their body heat to keep lakes ice-free, and then they dive down for food.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of the Boulder County Nature Almanac and the Colorado Nature Almanac.